This is the Walking Leader Podcast, and you're listening to episode 179. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 179. The Walking Leader Podcast serves as an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. I am David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. You know, I know, we know there is a problem. Leaders, especially up-and-coming leaders, are afraid to step in and step up and lead. They are afraid to lead because of a fear of failure. This podcast is one of those numerous tools that the Walking Leader provides those leaders in order for them to step in and step up through the sharing of knowledge, wisdom, inspiration, and motivation to help get them out there with the confidence and grit to be the leader. So let's get this episode started. Patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue. So again, I welcome you. How's everyone doing? I hope you're safe. Hope you're well. Hope things are going good for you. I hope things are safe. Things are moving on and you know, proceeding in the right direction. As long as we're moving forward and we're doing it in deliberate, mindful steps, I have no issue. It's when individuals want to jump the gun because they're tired of being home. Well, you know what? That's on them. It's when individuals want to jump into something and not look at things in a proper manner. I have no problem with going forward. I want to get out of the house. I want to get back to the office. I want to do things again. I want to be able to go where I want to go. I want to be able to do this. But again, it's not about being selfish. It's not about being selfless. It's about being a good human being and realizing that, yes, there's still people that are sick that are going to affect me or infect me. And lock on wood, I'm not at this time, but that could change the moment I walk outside because some knucklehead decides, you know what, they know better than, you know, medical professionals. I am not a medical professional. I played one in a movie once, but I am not a medical professional. So again, I'm going to listen to those individuals. And at the same time, I'm going to do everything I can to take care of myself. And that's not being selfish. That's not being selfless. That's just being a good, responsible human being and one that cares about others and respects others as well as himself or herself. So in this case, himself. It's my pronoun. So there you go. So that's where I'm coming from. So patience. Well, there's a proverb that says patience is a virtue, and it means that it is a good quality to be able to tolerate something that takes a long time. Folks, we are knee deep in tolerating something that takes a long time. But if it takes a little bit longer, well, you know what? I was in the military. I was in the army. I was an infantryman. You know what that means? You know what they did? They trained us to sit around and wait, to hurry up and wait, get all our gear together. We wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to have an inspection or to roll out, and we don't roll out until maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. But we're waiting, and we learn how to wait. Trust me, I can wait this situation out. And that is a good thing. So now this is time, but it's not only just trying us, but it's also testing us. It's testing our patience. And trust me, on the back end of all of this, leaders, followers, future leaders, parents, children, employees, employer, everybody, we're going to understand what patience is all about because we're going to have that one under our belt. We outlasted the COVID-19, the pandemic, and we've got that under our belt. We can outlast anything. So again, it's realizing that it is a good thing to be patient. But then again, there's a fine line. There's also a line when you need to just say, hey, that enough's enough. You can only be patient for so long. And I understand that there are people that want to get out and want to do things and speed the process up. But understand, look at what happened when we sped the process or we were living our normal lives. We want to return to our normal lives. Everybody that got infected, those that passed away, those that put a burden on the system, those that are needlessly doing the nonsense, and again, that are just distracting and taking away from what needs to be done. So as leaders, understand that while patience is a virtue, it's also something we need to practice on a daily basis. We have to practice it every day. It doesn't matter. See, so as long as we have that patience and we practice that virtue of the patience of being more, it's being tolerant, being excessively tolerant. Now I guess we're at that point. But that's a good thing. So why is patience a virtue? website, CAFREECounseling.com, says patience is best described as a state of forbearance or restraint in the face of delay or provocation without being overwhelmed by annoyance and or anger. And anger, I guess, or anger is what they say. It is the ability to endure something negative that's found its way into our environment without letting it control our behavior. So there we go. We get it. It does. Unfortunately, it is controlling our behavior. We can't go about our business. We can't do what we want to do. I can't go get a haircut. I have to give myself a haircut, or my spouse gave me a haircut. But understand that we still have to tolerate it. We still have to deal with it. We still have to live in it. We still have to show a little restraint of ourselves and our emotions and our actions and our behaviors. Can't just go flying off the handle. We have to understand that, hey, we're all in this together. Not one is better than another, because everyone equally is going to be affected by this virus. And the thing is, it looks like all of us at one point have to catch it. All of us at one point are going to have to get this, whether it be in the live state or in a vaccine state, if and when it ever happens. But it's going to enter our bodies. It's going to become part of who we are. So that's the great equalizer. And that's the understanding. So no, I'm not saying, oh, well, just sit around and wait for it to happen. No, live your life. And as a leader, you have to live your life. You have to show them, hey, even though this is serious, you still have to keep moving forward. So, and another thing that's affected this is that prior to us slowing down, coming to a grinding halt, everything, our world was moving at 100 miles an hour. Our world was constantly going forward and increasing speed. We were always moving so fast that we lost track of what being patient was all about. We became impatient. And at some points, impatient and being impatient was a good thing. People applauded other individuals for being impatient. People applauded others and cheered them on and encouraged them. Because we were living in a world of immediacy, constantly checking our smartphones, reacting to our blog posts or our Facebook posts or our shared pictures or our messages. I mean, it's like I'd post a picture of a pear and it's like, man, I have not received a like. Can you believe that? And that's a sad state of being. Now, I don't care. I'll post a picture if I want to. And if I don't, again, that's it. But again, because now we've had to reprogram ourselves, our minds now have to be reprogrammed. I've been in at home here. Others have been less. Others have been more. I've been here at home working from home for now 34 days. And it says it takes 21 days to build a habit, 90 days to build a lifestyle. So guess what? I've already done. Patience has become a habit. Impatience, not so much anymore. Now I can sit and wait on the phone and sit there and sit there and then get hung up on and only to call back and sit and wait again. But again, luckily for me, the military already instilled in that. It just brought back, I had to blow off the dust and bring back that patience. And I can wait it out. And I can stand around and wait for nothing, apparently nothing. Because the phone call lasts maybe all of about 30 seconds, but waiting there 15, 20 minutes, it happens. So now we've had to reprogram ourselves. And that's a good thing. But the sad thing is the majority of people are going to slip right back into it the moment we get the all clear. And getting that all clear, well, you know, is that going to be a good thing? Because it's just going to bring back the knuckleheads. It's going to bring back the nitwits, the dimwits. It's going to bring back the nonsense that had to be pushed aside and not made important during this time. Not made important during this time of restraint, of patience, of this time of the COVID-19. So what do? Well, we have to keep our proper perspective. We have to know, hey, look, this is not going to last forever, but there are some good things that are come of this, and there are good things that we're going to have to keep moving forward. So ensure that we're keeping that perspective, and we're keeping that perspective today, tomorrow, and every day. I had a conversation earlier today. Somebody asked me, well, how's it going? How are you doing? Doing all right. Today is a good day. Tomorrow, probably. But next week, I have no idea because, again, things are changing so much. So my perspective now has become so short-term because everything is so fluid that I don't know what the world's going to look like next Friday I have an idea of what tomorrow will be, which is Friday, but I have no idea what next Friday will be. Because again, the world is changing so fast that we've had to, you know, just kind of head on a swivel, which is, I've always said, and I've always encouraged, and I've done that here on the show. I said, keep your head on a swivel. Now you know why. Now you know why I say it. The less I assume, the better I feel. So again, that's kind of what I was saying. I'm not making assumptions about next week. I'm not making assumptions about people. And I am not sending any secret hidden messages to anybody. There are no hidden secret messages to anybody. Right now, where I'm at in my life with what's going on and the people that I have in it, it's awesome. It's awesome. Next week, again, the world changes. So I'm not going to say, oh, it's going to remain the same. The people I speak to now, fantastic. The people I'm dealing with now, fantastic. Those that I don't speak to, those that have stopped speaking to, those that I just cut out of my life, well, guess what? It was for a reason. And this COVID-19 pandemic now really reinforces that. It truly does reinforce that. So again, no hidden messages there. This hunkering down really does do things to people. And it really does show that, hey, the patience you were showing for tolerating others, guess what? They're not there. Now you start realizing, whoa, I was wasting all that energy on others because of their nonsense. You cut that out. Now you can feel better about yourself mentally, physically, emotionally. Because again, that nonsense is cut out. Now you start realizing what you're going to tolerate, what you're not going to tolerate. And it's not about the way it was before. Oh, I need to have a picture. I need to have a like. No, it's not about that. What it is that now there are so many opportunities in this situation. There are so many opportunities that we don't have time to wait for the dead weight. We don't need the dead weight hanging around our neck like an albatross, weighing us down. We don't need it to be like an anchor and keeping us down. I've talked about that before. So that dead weight, now that it's cut off now because we're so isolated, these opportunities, and you need to find them. And if you're not finding your opportunities and exploiting them and using them to your advantage, well, you're going to be one of those. It's just going to go right back to the way things were. And guess what? This guy's not going back there. My wife's not going back there. My two kids are not going back to that. We've now moved on because we have to. Because the world has moved on and the world has changed. So guess what? We are redefining life. And we're redefining it to, I guess, the rules that we've always wanted and we knew we could have. But now, based on this, now we know who's who and who's not. Now we understand. And now we realize. And now it's no longer an eye-opener. Because those opportunities are there and we're taking advantage of them. And those that don't come knocking at the door. Because if you didn't take this time to learn, grow, and become something better, and you didn't learn to have some patience, you're never going to. It's discipline, folks. It's discipline. So keep working at it. It's not too late. You can start right now. You can start today. Patience. Understand that life has now changed. Understand that patience is going to be what's going to get us through the rest of our lives. Patience. Having that patience. Those days are gone. Now I have to wait in line online to get a date and a time to go pick up my groceries. Where's that? But that's the new norm. That's the new normal. Again, you're going to have to wait for a time, and then you can't just up and leave. Those days are gone. Sure, there's going to be some exceptions, but in general, that's now becoming a new norm. You know what? I'd rather just drive up and pick it up because I don't want to waste any time there, and I can sit at home and pick it. And sure, there's going to be times when we're going to want to walk through the grocery store and just stretch our legs and see what it's all about. But in the meantime, what do we have? Exactly. A new normal. And a new normal that's based on patience. And patience, if you could master it, control it, let it not control you. But you control patience by being tolerant, strong, disciplined, committed, dedicated to yourself first. And again, always to yourself first. Because if you're not correcting, you're not taking care of yourself first, you're not looking at yourself first, then you start to break down. And what good are you to anyone else? And no, that's not selfish and that's not selfless. That's realistic. Take care of yourself first, and then you can take care of others. And not in the sense, oh, well, I'm going to go party because I didn't get the party before. No. Mind, heart, spirit, health, your belief system. That's what I'm talking about. So remember, we've got a lot to do, a lot to go before we're out of the woods. But again, let's keep working at it. Let's hope it's not 90 days, because then they say 90 days, it's a lifestyle, but it should be a lifestyle as far as practicing patience. But 21 days is a habit. 90 days is a lifestyle. And from then on, it's kind of your thing. You have been listening to episode 179 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do invite you to contact me by email, davidaveguerra.com, or reach out to me on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra at instagram.com/Dave, DAVE_Guerra, GUERRA. Also, I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 179. Join me next time for episode 180, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.